This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down. I understand. I understand how crazy it has been. Let's look at the bright side on this whole thing. Okay, there's a lot of bright side, guys. Okay? Number one is we are getting a new president. Election Day is a celebration. We are going to be getting a new president, and like I've predicted, Obamacare is going away. Right? Neither candidate was going to keep Obamacare. So this is one thing that we can be sure of. The whole unpredictability of Election Day and an election period drives people crazy. They want to know. They want to know that all their hard work, all their money, all their time, all the fights and arguments that they had didn't go to waste. Well, guys, we are getting a new president. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. All right. So this is going to be awesome. Okay, so there is, right? And the election is ending. So we don't have to see and hear all this anymore. So, you know, there's a lot of good. There's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of depression. There's a lot of guys. Okay? We got this. Isaac from, Isaac writes, he's from New York. He says, I'm from New York, born and raised, and my girlfriend of 3 years is pro-Hillary. I've tried not to let it bother me, but can't get over it. I was planning on asking her to marry me this Valentine's, but cannot marry someone who would vote for Hillary. Just thought I would let your listeners know it's a deal breaker. Now, we haven't talked about, what if your husband or wife or your girlfriend or boyfriend or significant other is against you politically. Yeah, how does that work? Well, it does. Okay, it does. There's a lot of, yeah, you know, it all depends on how much you want to bring politics into your home, just like religion. Same thing. You can have Jews and Catholics marry and Muslims and Jews marry and Protestants and Catholics marry and they do fine. But if religion is that important to you, where it has to be a certain way in your household, and I totally respect that, it won't. Same thing with politics. Okay, the problem is what if you marry somebody and they all of a sudden start to, you know, let's say you married a Republican and they start leading Democrat. Or you marry a Democrat, they start leading, you're like, wait a second. You know, Dr. Laura Schlesinger would say, look, you know, who you married, that was, you know, it's on you. But no, people change. So, you know, is it worth your, you know, not spending the rest of your life with that person? And this is what I'm going to say. Okay, a lot of us think it's a deal breaker. And Isaac, thank you for your note. Very, very cool of you. And we're taking your calls, your questions, your comments. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-362-3254. You know, is it a deal breaker when the person you love doesn't, you know, believe what you believe politically? And my answer to that is nobody will every election be on the same footing with every congressman, assemblyman. You are going to have some sort of discord anyway. I mean, every 4 years, there's going to be an election. Now, that could go either way. One is, come on, people, really? You're going to let an election every 4 years mess up your relationship. On the other end, you could say, look, I can't go through this every 4 years. Okay, we need to be on the same page, or every 4 years we're going to be nearing divorce. You have to figure that out. Personally, I would not let an election be a deal breaker. Okay, because it's don't give these candidates that much power. The reason why people get so mad when their candidate loses is because they go, okay, now they are going to be so powerful, so almighty. They're not the Lord. Okay, they are not the most powerful, okay, being out there. So let's just keep that in mind. Okay, God always wins. Number two is, that's how I believe. Right? You know, number two is why give them the satisfaction? Do you really want to tell your children, grandchildren, people at work later, your new love interest, that you ended a marriage over a stupid election that was manipulated by the media? Why are you giving the media that satisfaction? Now, it's your choice. With Isaac's case, if, you know, he really thinks that, you know, somebody voting for Hillary, or let's say somebody voting for Trump, signifies a whole variety of bad traits that they don't want, then that's a problem. But ask, you know, why is it that your girlfriend wants Hillary, or why is it that your girlfriend wants Trump, let's say? Why is it? Well, you know, I think it'd be cool to say that we were in an election where we voted the first woman president. Okay, yeah, I don't think that's the most competent reason to vote for a person in election. I don't really like the whole gender card, but at least you know there's not deep-rooted issues that you and she could have. But if it's, you know, now I really think, you know, I know you lost your job, you know, as a result of Obamacare, but I don't care. I really think this is the way to go. Then, okay, is that a deal breaker? You know, somebody that, you know, like, so I, you know what? Maybe I need to correct myself. Anybody who likes Obamacare, I don't think I could live with either. Yeah, you know, it's very easy for me to sit around the microphone and say, nah, everybody get along, everybody know. Anybody who thought Obamacare was a good bill is no way in hell babysitting my kids, because they obviously don't have the competency. There is no way I am going to trust my life in sickness and in health till death do us part. Okay, how could somebody take care of me if they thought Obamacare was a good bill? You want to know what? Dumper Isaac. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Let's get to some medical headlines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, get your comments. Don't go away.
Here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all. I really like the name Blake. I almost named one of my kids Blake. I just thought that was a cool name. Yeah, you know? Yeah, so I named him Stone or Brock. We almost named one of our kids Thor. That was before the whole Thor movies. My husband's like into Marvel and stuff. And, you know, he's like, you know, what about Thor? And I'm like, it's a cool name, but let's do Stone instead. But Thor is, I don't think I could have done Thor. No, I mean, you see, Thor is sexy. You can't name your kid after somebody that's sexy, because then that's just weird. So you can't do that. You know, Thor with all the muscles and all that. It's like, there's no way I'd name my kid Michael Fassbender. Although one of my kids' middle names is Michael, but that was before Michael Fassbender, you know, got big. So it's okay. Donald, no. Hillary, no. Lord have mercy. You guys are funny. All right, 187. So don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is very interesting. They say the average American employee only took 16.2 days of vacation in 2015. Yet back in the 13th century, English peasants would take 150 days off a year. Are you kidding me? So apparently, we have seven times less, or one-seventh, the amount of time off that our forefathers and foremothers had. I don't understand this, really. Maybe it was a weather thing. They say a 16-day-a-year vacation of the average American worker is notoriously bad, but compared to 25 weeks off. How did somebody live on 25 weeks off? I don't get that. This is in a paper titled The Overworked American, The Unexpected Decline of Leisure. And they say a typical working day in the medieval period stretched from dawn to dusk. Work was intermittent. It was called to a halt for breakfast, lunch, the customary afternoon nap, and dinner. Ooh, I like afternoon naps. They say depending on the time and place, there were also mid-morning and mid-afternoon refreshment breaks. Don't you love the word refreshments? When somebody says refreshments, I just always think of punch and cookies. Yeah, and I doubt a medieval time that, it's probably, okay, guys, go have your water and get back to work. But just refreshment sounds like really yummy. And they had, apparently the medieval calendar, they said, was filled with holidays. They said official church holidays included not only long vacations at Christmas, Easter, and Midsummer, but also numerous saints and rest days. In addition to official celebrations, they said there were often weeks' worth of ales to mark important life events, bride ales or wake ales, so obviously, you know, as well as less momentous occasions. They say Scott ale, lamb ale, and hock ale. I don't know what a lot of these mean, but it sounds like they drank a lot of alcohol. All told, they say holiday leisure time in medieval England took up probably about one-third of the year. Yet here we're in America, averaging 16 days off. Now, see, this is how I look at it also, okay? You cannot compare America now to the medieval times because we operate 24/7 these days. Yes, I think it was a lot simpler when you had weekends off. Very simple when you could take off weeks around Easter and Christmas, etc. And when you would do most of your work during the good times of the year, and then you would save up the food, save up. So when it was, you know, really snowy and you couldn't be outside doing anything, you would store up. So, you know, if they take a look at that as, you know, having time off, fine. Let's just, fine, whatever. But, you know, 16 days of vacation. What does that come out to? Well, it's actually kind of a lot. I'm surprised. I'm not saying it's a lot for my standards. But, you know, if you look at 16 days, that's somebody taking 3 weeks off a year. Most people only get a couple weeks off vacation a year, if that. So being allowed 3 weeks vacation a year, is actually, from what I'm understanding, a little bit more than average. Some companies will give you 4 weeks off a year. And by 4 weeks, we're not talking 28, we're not talking 78 weeks, we're talking you get off Monday through Friday. So that's 5 days. So you see 16.2 days, you can make that 3 work weeks. And so is it not enough? Do we need more time off? Now, we demand things now as consumers. So if I have a day off, I'm going to, you know, do my grocery shopping. So somebody better be at the grocery store. I may want to go out to eat and not cook. So I'm hoping somebody's there at the restaurant. Look at what happens with Christmas and Thanksgiving. There are some cities that are gutsy, and I'm proud of them, where they go, look, guys, we are going to be closed today. You know, the city is going to shut down after 3 p.m. Or we're going to enjoy Christmas, so we're not going to open till tomorrow. And, you know, the majority of us get by. I mean, I remember my folks going, look, stores are going to be closed for Christmas, so let's go grocery shopping now. Let's prepare. Really, people? See, I'm Jewish. So in Judaism, you're supposed to have the Sabbath. And you get 1 day off a week. And that one day, you're not supposed to cook, you're not supposed to be driving a car, you're not supposed to be writing, you're supposed to be resting. Now, you pre-cook your food, you could keep the heater on, you could keep the lights on so you don't put the lights on or you don't put, but for very strict Orthodox Judaism, the Sabbath is all about spending time with the family, relaxing, and really taking a rest. And, we don't do that, though. The weekends now, it's just, not a lot of us non-Orthodox. I work on the weekends. So, should we change? And, depending on how things go, January 20th, should we change how we approach the amount of time off? Personally, I like the idea of a half day on Wednesday. I think that will really break up the week. For those of you that can't work 5 days, which I don't understand, guys, we're really being wussified. All right, where, Monday, and you're all depressed about Monday. That Wednesday having a half day, you could get a lot done. And I would suggest that, for those of you where Wednesday is your middle of the week, do that. Many of us that work on the weekend, then maybe our half day will be on a Monday. But I think the idea of that extra 4 hours... Right? Maybe you work a little bit later. You could still get 40 hours in that work week. By the way, how many of you actually work 40 hours? Okay, I think I'm on 80 a week, and that's a good week. That's a good week, 80. So something to think about, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another positive about the election is we haven't really heard much about the Kardashians. And the Brad and Angelina breakup didn't dominate the headlines like we were worried it would. But we do have some news to share on Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. Angelina Jolie will continue to have sole custody of her 6 children with Brad Pitt in an agreement that was reached by the actors. This is a representative for the actress who said this yesterday. The agreement calls for the formal couple's 6 children, who range in ages from 8 to 15, to continue to have quote-unquote therapeutic visits with Pitt. That must really stink when you're the daddy, right? And you get these quote-unquote therapeutic visits. I have no idea. They're investigating them for alcohol and pot and child abuse charges. I don't know how much of those are holding or not. But, that stinks. It's hard. And the kids, the poor kids. Jolie obviously filed for divorce in September, days after Pitt was involved in a disturbance during a private flight with his family. She cited irreconcilable differences as a reason for the breakup, and an attorney said at the time she filed for divorce for the health of the family. So Jolie and Pitt have reached a temporary custody agreement, and they got the visitation, etc. And it's a lot of kids. And I don't know how two power actors, actresses are able to keep kind of normalcy in a house. I don't know how the kids did it. True, the kids are blessed. Sounds like they were adopted from countries that were third world. They were able to give them a very rich, lavish life. But what about the emotional trauma? Are they better off? And 6 kids, that's a lot. Okay, I could barely handle my 2 kids. Okay, if I compliment one, I got to make sure I compliment the other, even if the other one really stunk at what he did. You have to make sure you share the love. You have to make sure you give them attention. And I would forget about one of the kids. I got 4 cats now. I got 1 dog left and 4 cats, and I forget about a pet all the time. So I would suggest, again, if you guys aren't busy and you have somebody to be around the kids, yes. But if, you guys are all the way around the world, always, acting and working, just think about it. Because, so if there's stress on the marriage, you're not going to last. And the kids don't need to deal with that. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Have you ever wanted to quit your job and be your own boss? Interested in investing in real estate, flipping homes, paying off your mortgage in 5 to 10 years, making up to $10,000 in commissions while you learn? Go to WealthCreationInstitution.com now. Find out why we're ranked in the top 2% of the fastest growing companies in the United States, according to Inc. 5000. Limited positions available. Go now. WealthCreationInstitution.com. That's WealthCreationInstitution.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My name is Lee and I'm 41. I've been using One World Wave for 2.5 years now. I suffered a bulged L4 and L5 disc from a car accident 3 years ago, and since that time I've been unable to walk long distances, do any minor lifting, or just normal activities with my children without having severe back pain. Since I've started using One World Way, I've been able to walk more, engage in activities with my children, and have less lower back pain. One World Way has helped me regain back my strength, confidence, and have a healthier life. I've noticed a weight loss of about 20 pounds, my A1C dropped 2 points, and I have more energy now. One World Way has helped me regain back my life.
The results for clients on One World Way have surpassed the results for most any other supplements as well as all other whey protein powders. One World Way is non-denatured and frequency encoded. We believe the frequency encoding increases your body's production of glutathione and energy production. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this is interesting. The Washington Post has a U.S. elections quiz. So, very interesting. Let's take a look and see how much we know and how smart we are. Who was the first woman to run for president? Was it Shirley Chisholm, Bella Abzug, Victoria Woodhull, or Margaret Chase Smith? It was Victoria Woodhull. She ran in 1872. This was before women had the right to vote. She was a nominee for the Equal Rights Party. Her vice president was Frederick Douglass. It's very interesting. Okay, see? A lot of people think it's Hillary Clinton. True or false? In at least one, now, but this is not my quiz, okay? Usually when I give you guys a quiz, it's a pop quiz. You have absolutely no notice. I gave you guys a 1 second notice on this one. And it's health related. This is an election quiz from the Washington Post. Very cool. True or false, in at least one U.S. election, the president and vice president were selected from opposing tickets. Did that ever happen? They said, yeah, absolutely. In the election of 1796, each person ran alone because there was no formal position of a running mate. Whoever won the most votes was president, like George Washington, and then the second biggest vote getter was vice president. George Washington had refused to run for a third term, so then the incumbent vice president, John Adams, ran as a Federalist. He won the most votes and became president. Thomas Jefferson, the former Secretary of State from Virginia, ran as a Democratic Republican and won the second most votes. So then he got to be vice president. And that's how it worked out. Al Gore, they said, won the popular vote in the 2000 election, but lost to George Bush in the Electoral College. How many other times has a presidential candidate won the popular vote but not been elected? How many times? Was it 0, 1, 2, or 3? The answer is 3. That happened with Grover Cleveland, Samuel Tilden. Grover Cleveland was 1888, Samuel Tilden was 1876, and then Andrew Jackson, 1824. They all won the popular vote, but they still lost the election. They say, what election saw the closest result in terms of raw popular vote? Was it the Richard Nixon JFK of 1960? Was it Al Gore George Bush in 2000? Was it Gerald Ford versus Jimmy Carter in 76? Or was it Rutherford B. Hayes over Samuel Tilden in 1876? The answer, of course, was Nixon versus Kennedy. Kennedy beat Nixon by about 100,000 votes out of some 68 million votes cast. Now, in 2000, Gore won the popular vote with 50,999,897 votes to George Bush's 50,456,002. And 2 votes. But Bush won the Electoral College because of a contested vote in Florida, and then he was declared to have won by 537, well, where he was declared to have won by 537 votes. So that was a very, very tight race in Florida, which he won. Number 5, according to the Washington Post here, this quiz, I like this quiz a lot. 2 presidents won 49 out of 50 states. Richard Nixon in 1972 and Ronald Reagan in 1980. But neither had the largest margin of victory by percentage of popular vote. Which election did? So you see, Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan won the states, 49 out of 50. Okay? Landslide electoral. But what about the popular vote? Who had the largest margin of victory? Was it back in 1920 with Republican Warren Harding when he defeated Democrat James Cox? Was it 1924 Republican Calvin Coolidge when he defeated Democrat John Davis? Was it 1936 Democrat Franklin D. Roosevelt defeating Republican Alf Landon? Or was it 1964 Democrat Lyndon Johnson defeating Republican Barry Goldwater? The answer to that is Harding. Harding won by a 26% margin of victory. Then Coolidge by 25%, Roosevelt by 24%, Nixon by 23%. Johnson defeated Goldwater by 22.6%. So I love history. So I'm sorry. I'm really liking this. How are you guys doing on the quiz so far? Doing good? Quiz by Washington Post. When did 18-year-olds get the right to vote nationally? Okay, now, this is interesting, okay? So, did 18-year-olds get the right to vote nationally when 12 of the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence were 35 years or younger and believed that young people should vote, so 18 was always the voting age for those groups of people permitted to vote? That's one answer. B, was in 1962 when Congress changed the voting age from 21 after the election of the youngest president, JFK, who was 43 when he was elected in 1960. Was in 1965 as part of the Voting Rights Act signed by Lyndon B. Johnson to eliminate legal barriers that prevented African Americans from exercising the right to vote, or was in 1971 with the 26th Amendment, which required all states to set a voting age that was no higher than 18? The answer is that it was the 26th Amendment back in 1971. All right, to run for president, the U.S. Constitution has 3 requirements. Which one of the following is not one of them? A, you must be greater than 35 years old. B, you must have lived in the United States at least 14 years. Now, by the way, you guys should answer this because I reviewed that with you a few weeks ago when we were talking about even if Hillary Clinton was impeached, she could still become president, or indicted, I should say. Indicted. So I gave you guys this answer. Okay, so A, must be greater than 35 years old to run for president. B, must have lived in the United States for at least 14 years. C, must be a natural-born citizen or a citizen at the time of the adoption of the Constitution. Or D, you must be able to read and write to run for president, which is not one of the requirements. And there's no requirement for reading and writing. And there's also no requirement for having a clean criminal record. You could be a felon and run for president also. And service president. Interesting. True or false? All members of the Electoral College are required to vote for the candidate that got a majority of the state's popular vote. That is false. There is no requirement in federal laws or the U.S. Constitution that mandates how electors vote. There are laws, however, they said in 27 states requiring electors to do so, though not in 24 states. So it's become established practice that all electors vote for the majority winner in their state. What happens if the Electoral College cannot agree on a winner by awarding at least 270 votes to one candidate? And there has been some discussion that, you know, well, remember with Veep, right? Didn't they tie with the electoral votes? A, members of the college must keep voting until there is one. B, members of the college get three chances to decide. If they can't, the House of Representatives decides on the president and vice president. Both the Senate and the House vote on the top three candidates. The House of Representatives votes if the Electoral College fails to elect a winner after the first ballot, and then the Senate votes on the vice president in the same manner. So that's the obvious answer, D. So if the Electoral College can't agree, they don't keep sending it back to Electoral College. They got their one shot. Now the House of Representatives is going to figure it out, and then the Senate will vote on the vice president. Number 10. All right. This is a good quiz, guys, from Washington Post. One president was chosen by the House of Representatives after there was no Electoral College majority. Who was it? Was it John Adams in 1796? Was it John Quincy Adams in 1824? Was it Herbert Hoover in 1928? Or was it Woodrow Wilson in 1916? And the answer to that was back in 1824, John Quincy Adams became the sixth president after losing the popular and electoral vote, but the House of Representatives decided it for Adams. Obviously, that's why it's very, very important to have control over the House. You know, people ask, okay, well, you know, if we lose the presidency, we're screwed. Not entirely. You know, having the House of Representatives is very, very powerful. Sometimes even more so than having the Senate, as we've seen with multiple cases. Unfortunately, it was a House of Representatives that allowed Obama to make Obamacare, and a House majority in that case really hurt the country. It's a shame. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. If you didn't get a lot of those answers correct, don't worry about it. A lot of us are not very good on the old history such as that. I don't really study the elections, you know, to that degree. All right, we have a New Yorker who is suing Trump for $1 billion. Why? You'll see. 1-877-DOCADALI.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you how it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. And I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Luis Tafuto has accused Donald Trump of threatening the U.S. electorate, and he says Trump is deliberately inciting his, quote, undereducated supporters. Therefore, he is suing Donald Trump for $1 billion, claiming he and the GOP campaign has caused him emotional distress. He also says that he wants to prevent Trump from inciting insurrection or assassination. All right, so if Donald Trump is the source of electoral distress in this one voter, And then I would like to know how they're going to control the millions upon millions upon millions of lawsuits that are, I mean, are going to go against every single media outlet and every, I mean, oh my gosh, what's Hillary going to get? So Louis Tofutto is of Warwick, New York. He filed papers with the U.S. District Court in the Southern District of New York claiming Trump is unfit to become president. The papers lodged yesterday claimed Trump was guilty of intimidation of voters, coercion of political activity, conspiracy against rights, and interfering with the 26th Amendment guaranteeing the right to vote. It's a real case. Trump is accused of targeting undereducated voters and getting them to believe that their lives are falsely under threat. They say Trump is joined in the case by his running mate Mike Pence, the Republican National Committee, and its chairman, Reince Priebus. Tofutto said he was suing the defendants for punitive and compensatory damages, the amount of $1 billion, for severe emotional pain and suffering, and for the deliberate and willful obstruction of plaintiffs' constitutional rights. He is also seeking an order of protection against the defendants for making further false statements that incite violence, revolt, assassination, or insurrection, end quote. So, how far is something like this going to go? Well, I mean, after what we've seen this election, with the FBI, with the Department of Justice, with, I don't know. And then, does that mean there could be, lawsuits on the other side as well? Personally, I think this is frivolous. I wouldn't be surprised if he gets hit with a frivolous lawsuit himself. And I think, you know, honestly, things like this, I believe, you know, with the way we are wasting, resources, we're to put juries through things like this is ridiculous. However, I have no idea what is going to happen on the other side as we keep getting emails revealed on Hillary. And even if Hillary does, make it to the presidency, then, there are going to be lawsuits galore. And so is frivolous in the eye of the beholder. They say, according to court documents, Donald John Trump's words and actions have proven him wholly untruthful and therefore unqualified and capable of taking an oath of office or honoring an international treaty as president of the United States. Now, somebody could say the same thing for Hillary with her security clearance and lack of handling classified emails properly. Donald John Trump's words, he says, and actions have proven he does not have the temperament, knowledge, or political belief to adhere to the principles of the U.S. Constitution. I don't think anybody is ever going to be able to successfully sue somebody who is running for office. But what I want to discuss is how do we go through another election without it being this bad? I don't remember the Romney Obama election being, one one-thousandth this ugly, this hateful, this torturing. No matter what happens after the election, it's going to be ugly no matter what. And, people, this country is so divided, more divided than I've ever seen. And I understand, with elections, people will divide. I get that a lot. Although the Ronald Reagan Mondale one, that was, and Jimmy Carter, that was much more of a slam dunk. But, still, you know, people are divided politically. I get that. But to the point where, I am seeing people so mad. I mean, why do you think I wrote something on a piece on, election depression and how to avoid it. There are people that have cut friendships, cut ties. I've even had to. I had to cut a tie from somebody on my Facebook because she was misrepresenting what the Jewish people believe. And yes, everybody has their own opinion, but she was acting like that she was telling non-Jewish people how the Jewish people are approaching this election and how the Jewish people approach very hot button issues. And she was wrong. And I was fed up and I basically told her, don't be speaking for all Jews. That's ridiculous. And she was just so negative. Every time I would post something, she was so, and her comments would incite so much hate. You could respond to somebody's, political, headline of, all I'm doing is saying, look, FBI, is relooking to the emails or FBI decided to stand by the original testimony. I could put something neutral up there and you have people that just start to be so hateful. And I hated to, that was the one person I defriended this whole election. And I know her. I actually know her. But don't start speaking and spreading lies about my religion and how I... And you know how we believe, and it's a shame. So I haven't made any enemies. There's, I mean, maybe some people are sick of me, and you know how much I've been you know hating Obamacare and gagging myself on air all the time about it. But you know I don't have as many regrets as a lot of you know people will. A lot of you have thrown away family members. A lot of you have thrown away friends. Some of you guys have really, you know, gone at odds with your coworkers. Okay, we are going to have to mend. We are going to have to reunite. And it stinks. And I know there's a lot of hatred for each side. I understand anybody that could vote for one side or the other is, quote unquote, is as you feel, hurting you. And I get that, but you can't look at it that way. You can't look at somebody voting for Hillary or Trump as a stab in your back. You can't do that, because if so, it's just going to drive you crazy. You cannot be consumed with hate, okay? You have to channel that energy, channel that passion, channel it to something more productive. Yeah, that's another thing. I look at what many of you do, where you sit, you know, at home on your computer spewing hate, both sides. And I understand it makes you feel better. Yeah, trust me, I like to yell and rip somebody a new one. That makes me feel very, very good. Absolutely. I feel better with that. But, okay, enough. After a couple minutes, move on. Okay, I mean, you know, do something productive with that. You know, a lot of the articles out, that came out after mine, can I just say, because I'm the first one that wrote about election depression. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But a lot of the articles coming out afterwards is, you know, donate to a cause. As soon as the election, just donate to a cause. Start working on that cause. Okay? If that's something you care about, all right, just because you lost the election doesn't mean you can't be heard. Yes, it stinks to think that our one vote wasn't, you know, didn't make a difference. It really stinks. That's why elections are so rough. You know? You could lose by one vote. And all that work seems to go for naught. But, you know, there's still a lot you could do. All right, let's say a congressman did win that you wanted, or a senator won that you want. Okay, you helped make that happen. Work with that person. There's a lot of work that has to be done. Don't just stick your head in the sand. Don't just spew hate. Okay? And don't start suing for $1 billion. That's ridiculous. If somebody needs to be criminally charged, they need to be criminally charged. But suing just because you had distress over this election, I could think of 1,000 other defendants you could sue. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get to medical news when we come back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Offer not valid in all states and where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.